I can abuse you and trespass against you and offend you and be wicked towards you as many times as I want, and you have to forgive me. Unnecessary hurt, right? Because we're not looking at the whole part. That's just how they are. All of that is not excusable in Yah's environment.
Bruh.
That's just how they are. Like, that's not okay, right? So, out of fear of what people considered respect, no one confronted this elder. No one would say anything. And I would just be like, but that was not, yeah. Like, that was low key wicked. Like, this person is on the way to wickedness. Like, you just see these small things, then you start drawing these connections, and you're like, no, I think you know what you're doing. Like, what in the world is going on? Fast forward now. Peace, Truth Tribe. If you are already a part of the tribe, be a Truth Tribe public or Truth Tribe private. Peace, y'all. Hey. If you are not a part of the tribe, welcome. Thank you for joining us. I'm author, counselor, and coach, Zara Harrison, helping you remember that love doesn't lie or expect you to live one. Why? Because we are not to be a fool for love. No, love is wisdom. And wisdom is healing. So over here, if you knew, we do not love toxic people the same way we do healthy people. So much of religion and fake love has deceived us into thinking that everyone requires the same kind of love, and no. So if you agree with that, please visit zaraharrison.com/truthtribe connect for more information about connecting with this tribe over here who wants to promote your emotional wellness and is a safe space for you to do such if you equally yoked with us, you know what I'm saying? Also, I want to thank patrons, very special part of Truth Tribe, because they help me make the free content that you are consuming, that you get to consume right now. Thank you, patrons, for giving. If you benefit from people that give because you consume this content for free, you don't gotta pay nothing. Can you give this video a like, and can you also share it? It can really bless someone who doesn't know that love isn't supposed to hurt the way that it's hurting them and killing them and destroying them, that they don't know that. And so if you don't share videos like this, they'll just suffer unnecessarily. That's just how they are. All of that is not excusable in Yah's environment.
Bruh.
That's just how they are. Like, that's not okay, right? So out of fear of what people considered respect, no one confronted this elder. No one would say anything. And I would just be like, but that was not, yeah. Like, that was low key wicked. Like, this person is on the way to wickedness. Like, you just see these small things, then you start drawing these connections, and you're like, no, I think you know what you're doing. Like, what in the world is going on? Fast forward now, where this person is. Her behaviors demonstrate a reprobate mind. So now her behaviors demonstrate that she's in a reprobate state, all because nobody wanted to say anything. So she could be covered from her sin. You're like, what? What you mean? You just said don't cover it. Now you're saying if somebody confronted her, we would be able to cover it? What you talking about, Zara? Wait, what? Wouldn't covering her sins and saying nothing mean enabling sin? Yes and no. So here's why. This is where we get caught up often, right? So in Ephesians 5:8, it says, "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in Yahuwah. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to Yahuwah. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them." This is what the righteous does, right? The righteous are also called to scriptures like 1 Corinthians 5:12. "For what business is it of mine to judge outsiders, non-believers? I don't even know you. Do you not judge those who are within to protect them as the situation requires? Yahuwah alone sits in judgment on those who are outside of the faith. Remove the wicked one from among you. Expel him from you. Now, a lot of times people don't share those scriptures because they just want to talk about forgiveness and love and not the prerequisites of forgiveness and love, as if forgiveness and love comes with no prerequisite. Like when you take certain courses, you got to take the prerequisite before you can take part in this course because you need to know these things before you can participate in that thing. But no, we just want to give people privileges that they didn't really take the prerequisite for. But these are some scriptures that many of us know, but some of us don't like to talk about or exclude because we're so taught to accept abuse and call it love and just forgive people.
Bruh.
So is this a contradiction when we see scriptures like Luke 17:4? And if he sins against you seven times in a day and turns to you seven times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. Hold up. Forgive what? Multiple times? Because I thought repentance means that you turn from your way. Like you don't do it again. You make a change. So how can you keep doing that seven times all day? And I'm supposed to. And so a lot of people who are being abused, their abuser uses scriptures like that. I can abuse you and trespass against you and offend you and be wicked towards you as many times as I want. And you have to forgive me. Unnecessary hurt, right? Because we're not looking at the whole part of what the Most High is talking about and how his order of how relationships go in his system. Now, if you an outsider, then I don't know what y'all do. Y'all do something else. But you in his system, we don't do all of that. We protecting it, right? That's why I talk about protecting this space here. We protecting it, right? So forgive what? Multiple times. It's really talking about personal offenses, differences, and mistakes. It ain't talking about wickedness. And somebody be like, nah, it is. It means everything. But then this would be a contradiction then if that were true. What shall we say to all this? Should we continue in sin and practice sin as a habit so that Yahuwah's gift of grace may increase and overflow? Certainly not. Yah forbid, another translation says. How can we, the very ones who died to sin, continue to live in it any longer? So, in fact, we see it's not saying to condone sin at all. At all. So then where's one left? They're confused. I meet a lot of people who I help, they're confused about this. They're like, wait, what? This say we gotta forgive no matter what he do. And then this saying is, no, we shouldn't continue in sin. How do we not continue in sin? That's the question. Anybody who is using a scripture to and help you enable them in their sin is using it as a weapon against you and not the enemy, which is what the word is for. It's against the enemy, not against the person of Yah. So when we use scripture against a person so that we can use it to harm them or hurt them, perverted, right? So it's not talking about just letting people do whatever they want to do to you and just forgiving them. Otherwise, the other scriptures that support being against that behavior would mean Yah's a liar. He's a contradiction. No, he's not. People are taking what he said out of context and they're not balancing it. So the question is not how much sin can I get away with you? How much offense can I do to you? That's not the question of a righteous heart. And if someone's doing that, you need to put some distance between you and that person. They're dangerous to your soul. The question more is not how much can I get away with? That's not the heart of someone who loves Yah or is trying to learn the ways of Yah. Their question is, how do I not continue in sin then out of my love for Yah first and you? That's the real question. And then we find it in scriptures like 1 John 1:9 and many others. If we confess our sins, that is how we don't continue in sin. confession. Then what? He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We see the prerequisite at work here. If we confess, then what? Covering. Covering does not come before a confession or repentance. But a lot of people will lead you to believe that there needs to be a covering, even though there ain't been no confession or repentance. That is not true. That is what abusers do. Abusers require you to cover them despite the fact that they don't confess and they don't repent. That is a spirit of a narcissist, like we've talked about, and someone who is occupied by the enemy, not occupied by the Most High Yah in his righteous spirit of love and healing and wisdom. I don't want y'all to be fooled out there for those of you who are. Okay. Another example comes from Luke 17:3. In Luke 17:3, right before the one that they always like to use about 77 times, right before that, it says, pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins or somebody you're in connection with, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. Luke 17:3. That comes right before 17:4, but people like to just harp on the 17:4 of you need to forgive me, you need to forgive, you being so unforgiving, you being so unloving. And then did you repent and did you confess first? Because in order for me to cover you and for us to experience forgiveness and possible reconciliation, because you do not have to reconcile with everybody. That is your choice. You do not have to do that. If you confess and repent, then we can partake in some forgiveness and possible reconciliation. This is the model. This is the standard for healing in our lives and in our relationships. Healing does not happen with people who are looking for how much they can get away with, for how much they can hurt you and want to tap on that forgiveness that they ain't confessed or repented about. Okay? So when we confess our sins to Yah, He in return covers us. But confession comes first. If we confess and if we repent, those are prerequisites to obtaining forgiveness. Furthermore, if there is no confession and there is no repentance, Yah wants us to actually remove them. Yeah, I don't really want to talk about that part, but that's what Yah says, and that's what we dealt with when we used to do the Truth Drop Challenge, which you are welcome to take part in yourself. Go to ZariHarrison.com/help me. You'll be able to watch those videos and see the people that actually came online to share their story about confronting and repenting. But when we confront and there's no confession and there's no repentance, then there's no forgiveness and we are to remove.